1-800-222-1901. That's 1-800-222-1901.
Friday mornings here on the Dave and Darren Show, we're joined by Mike Schultz, the entertainment editor and movie critic of the River Cities Reader. We talk about the movies he's seen and, of course, get you up to date on the movie releases for this week. Quite a few movies opening up.
Quite a few. Yeah. It's been like three or four every single week for the past, 4 weeks, I think, now. Yeah, I've been busy on the weekends.
My mind is a complete blur. I can't for the life of me remember what we sent you out of here last Friday to go and see.
The Social Network.
Oh, of course!
Saw it twice in 3 days.
So that means it's good.
I'm in love with this freaking movie.
Really?
It's unbelievable.
Really?
It's like the best West Wing episode you've ever seen in your life.
So there's a lot of walking and talking?
It's actually a lot of sitting and talking.
Yeah.
That's the first thing my buddy said who saw it with me. He's like, they're not walking while they talk.
Well, because he's not directing it.
Yeah.
It's that Fincher that's
exactly.
directing it, right?
It's just beautiful. It's every inch, an Aaron Sorkin movie, and it's such a David Fincher movie. Every image just, it looks like Fincher, and it's got this crazy narrative momentum. I mean, it's the fastest 2 hours I think I've ever sat in the movie theater.
Now,
it's brilliantly
You're not bothered
fun.
At all by the fact that they took a lot of liberties with the truth, right?
No, not at all. It's truthy more than true. You know, I mean, it's basically the story. I mean, there was a cool interview with, I think it was Fincher, who was saying that, if we were doing something like really out there wrong about this, we'd be sued. Someone would sue us.
Right.
Not one lawsuit. You
right.
know, it's like, everyone's like going, well, that's not how it happened, but. It's close enough.
Yeah,
you know, so
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it is it's brilliant. It's so fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun freaking movie. Jesse Eisenberg, amazing.
Really?
Incredible performance. God, he's good. He's always good, but he's great in this.
Uh-huh.
Scary. And Andrew Garfield's fantastic. It's a really great flick, man.
You thinking this is a movie you're gonna be dealing with when it's Oscar time?
Oh, hell yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So far it's the one to beat, I think, easy.
Really?
It's time for Fincher too to kind of get his best director.
Really?
I think. Yeah. It's so good. It's so strong. The reviews are crazy on this thing. You know,
we got a babysitter tomorrow, and we've been debating what movie we should go see.
Go see
You're
this.
Telling me this is the one.
You're going to have such a good time.
Really?
That's the thing. It doesn't seem
like a fun movie.
It's really a fun movie.
Right.
It's fun from the first 2 minutes, the first 30 seconds out of the gate.
I spend enough time on the damn Facebook. I don't know if I want to sit in a movie house and be on the Facebook,
you
know?
You're not. It's not really about Facebook. It's about, it's about, I don't know, just it's business and friendship and life I can't say enough about it.
Really?
I saw it twice. I'm going again.
While
sure.
he's talking, and we've been doing this 8 years, while he's talking, ladies and gentlemen, we really should have the webcam up. Little red hearts are coming out of his mouth. You look like a Kathy cartoon right now.
I can't remember last time I had this much fun at the movies.
Really?
I really, truly, honestly can't. Maybe Inglourious Bastards. It's probably been that long.
And if that's your recommendation, then I'm going for sure tomorrow.
It's so good.
All right. Social Network, he likes.
Yeah.
What else did you see?
Let's see. Deal with the horror movies real fast. I saw that Renee Zellweger Case 39.
Right.
Not as bad as you'd probably expect it to be for a Renee Zellweger movie about, you know, evil child. It's a bad seed knockoff.
How scared can you be at Ghosts and Goblins when your eyes are closed the whole movie, Renee Zellweger?
Right. Yeah. So true. She's
everything goes bump in the night to you.
She does her Renee thing. It's poorly made, but it's not terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
There was this torture porn movie called Chain Letter, which already left. It's like a new Saw, but it's not because it didn't make any money. So
okay.
it's out of there.
That's gone.
And Let Me In, the vampire horror movie.
Right.
With our friend Chloe, of the program, Chloe.
Chloe Grace Moretz, yes.
Yeah. Really good. I loved it. Yeah, very, very creepy, very suggestive, scary. It's not in your face scary. It's just kind of just sneaks up on you, I guess, in disturbing ways.
If I wasn't
really
suffering
fun.
From the vampire fatigue, I'd go see that.
Understandable.
But this is this is a completely different vampire take than what we've been doing.
Very
dealing
much
with.
So. Yeah. It's just very it's slow and a lot of I knew it was going to tank as soon as I saw it. I'm like, "Oh, this thing is not moving fast enough for audiences at all." And it did tank. But I thought
how does it,
was it
compare to the original?
Because I think
a
it's better.
A,
to be
is
honest,
it a Swedish,
Swedish movie?
Movie,
which is really good, called "Let the Right One In." I thought it was better personally, just because it's a little bit more kind of emotionally accessible. It's got more blood in its veins.
Wait a minute. Telling me that it's possible to make a movie that's more emotionally accessible than something
than a Swedish movie?
What?
Stop the presses,
Mike Schultz.
Call my editor. The original is good, but it's Swedish. It's very Swedish.
All right.
And And yeah, and Chloe is so good.
Yeah.
She's great.
She's one that's going to get an Oscar like later on. Like 10 years from now.
Yeah,
doing
she's
something.
She's our new Jodie Foster,
yeah,
I think.
She really is. Mm-hmm. So they'll give her some sort of hooker with a heart of gold role. And
she'll play a nun in war torn Europe.
Yeah.
And she'll get it.
Yeah. We got to get Chloe back on the show.
Seriously, yeah.
Call my editor. Make that happen.
There you go. Yeah, she's great.
Did you see anything else?
And actually, I saw this movie at the Putnam that just opened called Across the Sea of Time. It kind of compares New York City of today, or rather 1995 when the movie first came out, to New York City of like 1901. Kind of showing old photographs of immigrants coming to the New World in 1900 and kind of comparing that to what it looks like now. Really interesting. Really kind of fun. A little 50-minute.
But it's a movie from 1995.
Yeah, it's an old one, but they're bringing it. It's in conjunction with some classes that local schools are teaching,
so it's
more of an educational type thing.
Okay.
But I had a ball. I thought it was a lot of fun. And finally, Secretariat.
Opening today.
Yeah.
It's the true story of the record-breaking Triple Crown-winning horse and the suburban housewife who ushered him to greatness. Let me play this clip here, and then we'll get your review of Secretariat. Starring Diane Lane.
My accountants, they may be slow of foot, but they are quick to calculate. And they tell me that you're in a rough spot. So I'll buy that horse of yours right now. $7 million, all cash.
If he does what I think he'll do, his value will double, if not triple.
You do know what you're saying. You're guaranteeing that this horse is going to win the Triple Crown. The Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont. Three races, three states, in just 5 weeks. Hasn't been done in 25 years.
That is exactly what I'm saying.
$8 million.
No.
You're that stubborn.
I'm that right.
There you go. And that's all you need to hear.
It's a Disney movie about Secretariat.
Yep.
And
it's going to make a lot of people very, very happy.
Mm-hmm. Did not make you very happy.
No, not at all. But it's going to make a lot of people very, very happy.
I like the exposition there that character provides, explaining to us exactly what the Triple Crown is for people who have never heard of
it. Pretty much 2 hours of that.
And now, I was kind of groggy on some no sleep when I was reading about this movie. John Malkovich plays the horse? That's an interesting choice.
He's very good.
Yeah,
that's true.
Of course,
he's also double cast. If that's true, yeah. No, he's the horse's trainer. He wears a lot of loud '70s outfits and totally phones in his performance. He could give a damn. Really,
yeah. You know what he's going to be good in is that red.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Yeah,
that looks fun.
Boy, lately he's had some weird choices.
He does what I think a lot of people do. He takes them for the money, and then he gets to do projects that he wants to do for no money at all.
Right.
So, yeah, I left Secretariat really kind of bitter and angry and frightened. But in the 2 days since...
I call that Tuesday around here. Yeah. Like, what are you going to do?
But I've calmed down since then. It's going to make its fans happy.
Right.
Yeah.
You're rooting for the horse?
I was just mad because there's literally in 2 hours just not one surprise. And I'm not even talking about the plot because, you know, we know he wins.
Right.
There's no big deal to that.
Right.
It's just that... I mean, it's like The Blind Side. You saw that, I think.
No.
Did you? Oh, you didn't? Okay.
No.
It's very much like that, except The Blind Side at least had a few kind of clever moments, and Sandra Bullock was really quite good. And this one, nothing in it happens the way you don't expect it will.
This movie to work for me, and I love the ponies. The problem, the problem is that the ponies, especially lately, they don't like me so much. They got a lot of my money, Mike Schultz.
I'm sorry
a
to hear that.
A lot of my money. But in order for this thing to work for me, even though I know he wins a Triple Crown, I've got to be on the edge of my seat hoping he wins.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's not badly filmed. It's okay.
Yeah.
But it's just not, I don't know, I just didn't find it interesting. But this is going to be a huge minority opinion. I mean, seriously, every single race, people in the audience were cheering, they were whistling, and who knows, that could be plants in the audience. But I don't think so. I really don't. I think there's going to be cheering probably at every screening it hits. So, God bless. Go with God, Secretariat. Seriously.
Also opening today, if you hated Secretariat, we've got a Katherine Heigl movie for you called Life as We Know It. Katherine Heigl and Josh Duhamel must set aside their differences when they suddenly find themselves in care of their goddaughter. This is a couple that went on one date, and they hate each other.
Of course, yeah.
But then someone dies, and now they have to raise her. I got to tell you, my in-laws, God bless them. every movie they rave about, like they've rented,
mm-hmm.
it always has the same plot. It's about a man and a woman who really don't like each other, but then they like each other a lot.
Their story? Is that what happened to them?
You know, I've never really probed as to why it is that, like,
all right.
Oh, have you seen such and such? It's fantastic. And I'll go and I'll look it up, and the plot's always the same. two people from different worlds who do not get along, but then they find love.
So they like The Odd Couple enormously.
All of those things.
Okay.
Any movie where, you know, you've got some nerve telling me what to do. Well, you listen here, you dizzy dame. I'm going to tell you what's what. Every movie. I don't know. I don't know that these are all movies from the 40s, but
yeah.
Here's a clip where Holly, played by Catherine, why is she in the movies, Heigl, and Eric, played by Josh Duhamel, change a diaper.
Hilarity will ensue, I'm sure.
Okay. Go ahead.
What? Why me? Because I'm the girl?
Yeah.
No. Well, Messer, I am not changing diapers for the next 2 years.
Listen,
get in there.
Fine. You know
go
what?
Ahead.
Easy. It's not that...
What are you doing?
I don't know what I'm doing. It's not a bra that I'm taking off a chick. It's a diaper that I'm taking off a baby.
It's
okay.
Not rocket
Is there a box
science.
That I can read
Just
or something?
Just take the tabs off. Oh! Oh, God! Don't do that!
Oh,
you're making me...
It's like Slumdog Millionaire now.
Mike, don't go to this one.
Nah, I'm going.
Don't do it.
I'm going.
No, you don't.
Christina Hendricks. Remember, Christina Hendricks is.
I would love for her to get movies.
Yeah, well, I feel like I should support her. So
don't.
They'll think to give her some leads.
Don't please don't. Don't do this to yourself. Do not.
I know I shouldn't. I don't know. I think I'm gonna go.
Also opening today in theaters, it's kind of a funny story. Now, you were saying this is by the guys that did that Sugar movie
this is by
John O'Donnell Stadium.
Ryan Fleck and, is it Ryan Bonin and Fleck? I can't remember. It's Bonin and Fleck, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
But yeah, they did Sugar and Half Nelson with Ryan Gosling. So, yeah. I'm more interested now.
In this movie, which opens today, starring Jim Gaffigan, Lauren Graham, Emma Roberts, Zach Galifianakis, and Jeremy Davies... A 16-year-old boy is playing music and table tennis at an adult psychiatric center on a school day. And that's what's kind of a
right.
funny story. He gets displaced into a 16-year-old gets displaced to the adult ward. And he has to spend 5 days in the adult with the adult ward's psychiatrist.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Would they let that happen? All right. I'll go with it.
The time I've spent in these kind of places visiting people,
yeah,
they're strict about like where you can wear shoes and stuff.
Yeah, right?
I mean, they've got it down to like, you know, put your belt here before you go and visit somebody.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I don't know how there'd be a mix-up about a kid in an adult ward, but
okay.
It is kind of a funny story.
Is that right?
Here's the clip.
Why are you in an ER at 5 o'clock on a Sunday morning? Well, I guess there's just been a lot going on in my mind lately.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, this is sort of difficult to explain. But, see, there's this girl.
Yeah, gotcha.
And this summer school application that I'm really nervous about.
Summer school?
Yeah, it's like this super prestigious kind of...
Why would you want to be in school in the summer? You should be on Coney Island bird dogging chicks.
Are you a doctor?
Could
all
be.
Right.
Could be okay.
We like Zach.
Yeah.
We'll give it a whirl.
Yeah. And then you said there's a Wes Craven movie that I don't have on my radar here.
Yeah.
You're sure about this? You're sure this is opening?
I'm moderately sure. My Soul to Take.
Right.
3D.
Another horror movie.
It's been a while since I've seen a 3D movie, so I'm pretty excited.
Weren't the owls in 3D for you?
No, I'm kidding. I've seen one every week.
Your sarcasm, man. Sometimes I miss out on it.
Yeah, like fine martini.
He's dry. Well, there you go. That's what Mike has to subject himself to.
Yeah.
We'll read your reviews online at rcreader.com. By the way, you can also hear this and all the reviews since, January of 2009?
How about that? Yeah.
That's quite a lot of bandwidth you guys are dedicating to this.
Right?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Good work on that.
Sensitive.
He's Mike Schultz from the River City's Reader. Good luck with these movies,
Thank you.
Mike.
Thanks for having me, buddy.